Well, I've got the privilege to introduce our speaker for the morning. This person I'm going to introduce is multi-talented. Normally see them behind the keyboard, but today they're stepping out from behind the keyboard and they're going to share God's word with us. So can we please put our hands together for Kizzy Mather? You're all right.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the service and an amazing youth team have all put on this morning. So I'm going to talk a bit about the name Jesus this morning, looking at the verse of Luke chapter 1, verse 31. It's kind of all we've looked at all this morning, names Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. They're all characteristics of Jesus. So I thought I'd probably look a bit at the history of the name Jesus. So I did a bit of research and found that the name derives from the Hebrew name of, I don't know if the pronunciation is right, but Yeshua or Yehoshua, I don't know. So it derives from the Hebrew name, and this means to rescue or deliver. So kind of this already shows the significance of the name Jesus, because Jesus came to deliver us. So it can also suggest why God commanded Mary to give this name to her son. And when we read Luke chapter 1, verse 31, it says, "You'll conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." So in essence, Jesus was the rescuer of nations. He came to save and deliver humanity. And although it's clear, you can clearly see the importance of the name of Jesus in terms of its meaning, it's not the main significant thing, because it's who the name represents that's significant and important. So the name Jesus is essentially significant because of who it represents. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So each of the other names we've looked at this morning, such as Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, we've seen throughout history for Moses and different people in the Bible that God was this for each and every one of them. And another example I kind of thought of is he's a missionary. He's called Jim Elliot, and he went to the jungles of Ecuador to kind of share the gospel with everyone there. And it's a really hard situation because no other human contact had been made with them apart from their tribe. And they didn't speak English, so he had to learn the language. And at this point in his life, Jesus was his motivation to share the gospel with them, you know. And he actually got to the tribe and they killed him. And it was a really sad situation. Beauty came from that situation because his wife, Elizabeth, later went to that tribe, and the same tribe that killed him, and shared the gospel with them, and they later became Christians. So Jesus is her shield and her strength. You know, he, through that hard, really hard situation, you know, he protected her and also gave her the strength to trust him and to share the gospel. So I think we need to recognise that it's not simply the name Jesus which enables him to be an everlasting father or prince of peace, but it's rather Jesus himself who allows us to do this. He's the name of all names, he's deliverer, strong tower, and he's the perfect person who is willing to walk on earth as man and suffer as man, and it's him who gives us the strength to do these things. So each of us has a name. You know, although Jesus' name does hold meaning, its meaning comes from a result of who God is. So even if Jesus had a really random name, he would still be this kind, generous, loving God. So it would still be that. And when we kind of take this in perspective, we can see that names aren't entirely significant. With each of us have a name, and our parents probably chose a name because they liked it, or they were famous, or they knew someone, they looked up to someone who had that name. But God is not concerned with each of our names, but rather who each of us are when we're rooted in him. Once we give our lives to Jesus and accept Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, God is not concerned with our past mistakes and wrongdoings. He cares about us as Christians and going into our communities and sharing the light in our workplaces and our homes and telling everyone about Jesus. God didn't flippantly ask us to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But it's a really serious commandment. And here the name Jesus is significant because it's because of him that we have the gift of eternal life, as well as opportunity and strength to share that gift with everyone else. Jesus himself, when he was telling people about God, was mocked. Even the sound of his name made people really angry and upset. still can be quite a big issue today. So I think it's really important when we share Jesus' love with others that we show faith, love, kindness and compassion. And I think that's essential when conveying that love, because that's what Jesus did. That's how Jesus treated people. And we essentially, when we come to Jesus, we are children of God and we want to become more and more like him every day. So when rooted in Christ, we can face any challenge, any illness, situation. It doesn't necessarily figure itself out, but because we have Jesus, we have his courage. And in these tough times, calling upon Jesus' name through prayer and petition should be our first thought and not our last resort. We shouldn't struggle through. We should train ourselves to go to Jesus first. So the name Jesus itself is not... it's not the most significant thing. It's who he represents and who he is. That's why it's significant. You know, Jesus is the light of the world and he was born so that we can have eternal life. It's a life set free of sin and shame. And through God's presence and Jesus' presence, we are renewed. You know, when God commanded Mary to call a baby Jesus in that Bible verse, he knew that he was not merely just providing a name, but rather a saviour who will forever be recognised because of the amazing sacrifice he made for humanity. Jesus didn't just have to be born. He had to come and die and bleed on a cross in front of everyone who he loved. And then, obviously, he did raise the great 3 days later, which was good, but he did that for us. So... just down a few final points is that we trust in Jesus, and Jesus was Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, sent by God, His Son. It wasn't a random person, but God chose Him specifically. There's power in Jesus' name. We can share the gospel. We can do all things when we call upon Jesus. God gave Jesus a name above every name. In Philippians Chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, it says, "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." So even, not even just when God asked Mary to call her baby Jesus, but throughout the Bible, it's reinforced that, you know, Jesus' name is significant and special. The thing is, Jesus is returning soon, so we need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare ourselves, prepare our own hearts, but also continue to tell other people about Jesus. And finally, Jesus is God Almighty himself. Oh, yeah. I'm going to pray quickly for everyone. Dear Lord, I thank you for this morning. I thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for us, Lord. And I pray that as we think about all of the different things Jesus is, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Lord, we'll just know that... Jesus is always that throughout our lives, and we can always call upon him, Lord. And I pray that around Christmas, Lord, we'll especially remember the significance of Jesus, Lord. And for all these different events that we have running at church, Lord, I pray that we'll really be able to invite people, and people come along and just come to know you, Lord. And please give people the courage to do that and the strength, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.